Governor Larry Hogan has put Maryland under a state of emergency as a massive winter storm capable of dumping 2 feet of snow on Baltimore heads towards central Maryland. Road crews in Baltimore County are getting ready to do what they can to keep some 8,700 county roads navigable. And as WYPR's John Lee reports, they know they're going to be in for a long slog.
Trini Lambert is putting chains on the tires of one of the county's trucks that will be out on the roads this weekend. Lambert's worked for the Baltimore County Public Works Department for 3 years. He says he knows it will be a long weekend.
But it's not going to be so bad. We had them like this before.
Ed Adams is the county public works director. He says all hands will be on deck. No one goes home until the roads are clear. And he says the county will hire contractors if it gets really bad, like when 27 inches fell during the President's Day storm of 2003 or the double blizzards of 2010.
Still puts a pain in my gut, kind of like I'm feeling right now.
Adams says it took nearly a week to recover from the 2003 storm. He says they learned some things from that one and from the double whammy in 2010.
You will see the end of it. You know it's coming. It just takes everybody to keep working. The thing I'm already looking forward to, I think Wednesday they're calling for 44 degrees.
Adams says they'll put a base layer of salt down soon after the snow starts falling. Once there's 2 to 3 inches of snow, they'll start plowing. Adams says they'll try to keep the major roads in the county open throughout the storm. County Executive Kevin Kamenetz says the county is ready with 80,000 tons of salt on hand. At a news conference on snowstorm preparation, Kamenetz channeled HBO's Game of Thrones.
So to anyone who has seen that show, I can now tell you, winter is coming, and our realm must be protected.
In order to help them protect the realm, county officials are asking you not to drive unless absolutely necessary. Try to park your car off the street so the snow plows have a clear path. Have several days' worth of food on hand. Don't forget batteries. And check on elderly neighbors. I'm John Lee reporting for 88.1 and WYPR.